You also mentioned the issue about temp sirolimus and poor risk disease. First of all, how do you define, or how is poor risk versus good risk defined?
We've classically used the Memorial Sloan Kettering Mozer criteria of, and they do vary slightly, elevation of serum lactate dehydrogenase, hypercalcemia, anemia, poor performance status, and then interchangeably whether they've had a nephrectomy or not. A nephrectomy patients did better in the original classification treated with cytokine therapy. And the other factor in there is time from diagnosis to first treatment. So a longer time has a better prognosis and they have less rapidly progressive disease. You can pick those if they have zero or one, they're good risk, two, intermediate, three or more, poor. And this formulation is very predictable and I think is useful for clinical practice, and I use it for counselling patients because essentially the poor risk patients have a median survival of somewhere between 5 and 8 months, depending on the classification. The intermediate risk patients, somewhere between a year and 18 months. The good risk patients are often out beyond 2 years, sometimes 2 to 3 years. And classifying the patient at the beginning can let them know what their natural history is based on a large validated database. So I find that useful. Now, having said that, we have a whole new slew of therapies. We've got 4 new agents that are essentially going to be in the clinic sitting on the shelf ready for us to give these patients. And so we are going to see some changes. So, for example, at this meeting, Robert Mozer gave a very elegant presentation looking at his original classification and applying it to patients who'd been treated with sunitinib and demonstrating that, interestingly, lactate dehydrogenase seemed to drop out. Now, I'm sure that we're going to find other factors as we study these. And I think what I'd encourage the companies to do is they've done their studies. They have a certain amount of resource to look at them. And I would really like to see them do the Apple thing and go open source and make their data available to people to put together as many nomograms, classifications, and analyses that can happen. Because I don't think that they will always analyze the data the way the clinicians want it analyzed. After all, they are working for their company, which is a slightly different skew to us treating the patient. And then there's always people that are going to cut things up and generate hypotheses that are going to be important later for us just learning about the drugs. And so from that perspective, I think classifying poor, intermediate, and good risk is important.